Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Jamie Bologna. Over on Harvard's campus in Cambridge, the university has done something truly exciting. They've retrofit a home so that it has no carbon emissions over its lifetime, and it uses almost no energy for heating or cooling. In fact, it's so efficient, it feeds power back into the grid. And that's all an achievement because...
buildings basically in the United States consume roughly 42% of the energy cost.
Wow.
So just heating and cooling.
This is Ali Malkawi.
I'm a professor of architectural technology and also the founding director of the Harvard Center for Green Buildings and Cities. And I'm the creator of House Zero.
He's also an architect and artificial intelligence expert. But what he said there at the end, creator of House Zero, that's the name of their special project and their working lab. And it could offer up a blueprint of how to build or retrofit homes and businesses to be more efficient and more healthy. On its most simple level, House Zero is an office building with comfy, open working spaces and lots of natural light. And from the outside, it looks like the classic 1920s New England wooden house that it once was, but with new windows, rooftop solar panels, a geothermal heating and cooling system, and fresh landscaping. I visited House Zero just a couple of days ago as contractor Dave put the final touches on the gutter system. So if on the outside it looks just like a recently renovated home in that part of Cambridge, it's the inside that is something different.
As you can see, inside, it's like humans, right? There's a skin, and there's a lot of veins.
So we're like opened up a cabinet here, and there's all kinds of tubes and wires.
We have almost 5 miles of wires. Wow. In this building.
Miles of cables and custom design software that allows the building to track thousands, millions of data points. It monitors the indoor and outdoor conditions of the house. It can predict the weather each day and self-adjust. It measures humidity, CO2 levels, temperature, energy use, motion, light levels, air quality. As Malkawi explained to me, the heart of the lab's mission is to figure out the best building of the future. And to do that, they are trying to understand how we actually live in and use our homes and offices now.
In homes, you're very much attuned with your own environment. You close the window, you open the window, you have ownership. In commercial institutional buildings, you don't have as much ownership. So you might leave the window, you might not, right? Mm-hmm. So the intention here is to try to automate that.
But understanding how we instinctively live in our spaces and then automating turns out to not be so simple.
We have sensors in the concrete. We have sensors in the walls. We have sensors outside in the facades of the building where we have temperature as well as pressure sensors. It's the layer that would allow us to, for the first time, to understand building behavior and try to demystify its, at least the way that it works, right? We think we understand building behavior well, but there are many complications to it to try to control it, especially in larger structures.
So what would you like to find out? From
just open, for example, by itself.
That's what that was.
Yes.
So the windows here in the house are sort of split, maybe two-thirds, a third, and the bottom part looks like it has a handle and you can open it, but the top part is on a hinge and it just opened.
We're in a small conference room here, and what happened is the CO2 level increased. So as the...
A lot of hot air.
as it got increased, it opened, but it opened very, very slightly, just the right amount for us to breathe better. And it's not going to affect the thermal environment as much. Right away,
it will cause. But it's December in Cambridge. It's 30-some-odd degrees outside.
It just gives you the right amount, right? And it will close by itself.
So that window that opened and closed by itself, that's one of the keys to what Malkawi and his team at the Center for Green Buildings and Cities are doing. He points out that our homes used to be more open and connected to the elements. The advent of air conditioning changed that. But in his view, we need to get back to this earlier idea.
We typically have buildings that are sealed, and this particular building is basically very much connected with the outside.
He took me down to what he called the brain of the building to show me exactly how they are studying this.
I'll take you now down.
Okay.
Very quickly to the brain of the building.
Okay. So now we're going down the central staircase here.
Yes. I'm going to show you now something that is, you might...
Ah, this looks like the nerve center here.
It is. And what you're looking at here is the networking. One is to operate the building, and the other one is to command it based on our own research without interrupting the building. We're trying to make the very complex, we're trying to make it simple to try to understand it. We don't have now the capacity to understand things very well. We have millions of variables in the buildings. We think they're really simple, mm-hmm. very, very complex.
Now, as he points out, they are a nonprofit, part of Harvard, so they want to make all of this info and data that they'll be collecting moving forward available to everyone, open source. Because the goal is to combine our natural way of living with technology that truly serves us.
In the future, you might say, well, even in a home, you might think you are okay from a health perspective, but these sensors might tell you, you know what, a window should open. Mm. And that, I think it might be a combination between you being able to have a command over your environment as well as a software that nudges you and help you to ensure that in addition to the energy, I think one of the most important thing for us is the building and the environment inside is extremely healthy.
Of course, because I'm sure you're thinking about it too, I asked him what this would cost for the average person to do to their, say, 1920s wooden-framed New England house.
It's a research lab, right?
Sure.
It's an instrumentation. So from a...
So it's the upper level, is what
right.
you mean, though?
But of course. Yeah. But if you look into it from a building, home perspective, we really don't have anything. We've got windows, and we've got the geothermal, if you wish to use geothermal. That's it.
So how much are we talking? To get an idea, I think people will be thinking about, oh, maybe I want to do my house like
no,
this.
No, if you want to do your house, you think about what kind of technology you want to use. The rest is really instrumentation.
That's Ali Melkawi. He's the director of the Harvard Center for Green Buildings and Cities, and he's the creator and leader of the House Zero Project. We have a ton of pictures of House Zero at our website, radioboston.org. And by the way, before we go to this break, I just wanted to let you know, I did some of my own back-of-the-envelope number crunching because I'm always thinking about costs. So a geothermal system can go for upwards of $25,000 here in Massachusetts. Ballpark another $15,000 to buy a solar energy system. And Malkawi told me they spent about $100,000 on those super efficient, state-of-the-art, computer-controlled windows. So, if you're at home taking notes and you're thinking of doing these things and nothing else to your home, you'd spend about the same chunk of change as 2 years of tuition, room, and board at Harvard University. We'll be right back after a short break. I'm Jamie Bologna, and this is Radio Boston.